You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Jaguar fans? It's your man Tony Wiggins here with another edition of Locked On Jaguars, coming to you on the Tuesday. I got to let you know that today's show is sponsored by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Get a lot of nice little notoriety for the Jaguars, and though we don't necessarily live for the applause, because certainly the criticism has been enough that if you do live for the applause, you'll die from the criticism from the national media. But haven't been able to make it to training camp because of, you know, the selection process with COVID and all of that stuff. And then my availability is only limited to one day. However, a lot of national people in town, a lot of I see Mike DiRocco, my man from ESPN that covers the Jaguars locally, all over the screen. So what that indicates is that people are starting to really take a deep dive and a deep look into what's going on with Jacksonville. And it's funny how narratives change. Narratives change because of the things that they hear players saying and the way players are talking about this organization that you really have not heard in the past. It was a lot of coach speak before. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the talent level and the explosiveness on offense that a lot of pundits around the country are starting to mention. And then another thing we're going to do, I put out a little Twitter question yesterday. So in the second and third segments, we'll also tie it all together. I asked this question: outside of Trevor Lawrence, who are you more excited to see play if you're a Jaguars fan? It could be a returning player or a young player. It could be a guy who's a rookie, or it could be a guy who was a free agent signing. I got a lot of surprises. Surprisingly, for a team that did not, for a team that had the most salary cap room and everybody was sitting there looking at the salary cap and all of that stuff and saying how we're going to be able to go shopping and do all of these things, not very many, if at all, mentioned any of the unrestricted free agents that were signed here for Jacksonville. So that kind of caught me by surprise just a little bit. I sort of thought that some of the people would mention some guys that were signed here in the offseason. But that just goes to show you. That goes to show you something that I said a long time ago. And that is the draft position, as well as the players who have been picked over the last couple of years here, the top-end guys are still the guys that are considered the best players on the team. So it makes you look back at and validate something that I said about the previous regime. They had no problem drafting top-end guys. Of course, they could have drafted a quarterback and done better with that, and we talked about that ad nauseum. The problem is team building, man. They did not team build. Because all the Jaguars have done in the offseason, this offseason when it comes to free agency with all of that money they had, all they did was go out and get a bunch of infrastructure team building type players, and they signed those guys. They basically have admitted to you that the biggest assets that they had here was the number one pick to get Trevor and the fact that they had a plethora of picks because of moves that had been made by the previous administration that allowed them to maneuver in the draft and get the guys that they wanted with the extra picks. And also the incumbent players, the guys who were drafted over the last 2 years or so that are still on the team. And this list that everybody wants to see, it's either people want to see what a new coaching staff can do with the guys that they saw last year and can extract and get more out of them, or people just realize what I'm saying is true and what I've always said is true, that top-end wise, they didn't do a horrible job when you think of who the best players are. A lot of rave reviews about the athleticism of this football team from a lot of national people. And one name that continues to come up is Laviska Shenault. And when you look online, or if you go to All-22, or if you've taken time to do it before people started tweeting about it, you'd see and understand why. They had a clip floating around on social media yesterday of every play that LaVisca had that went over 15 yards. And he did it every which way but loose, man. And he also did it catching a lot of passes across the shallow passes, catching deep balls. But then his ability to break tackles or make people miss in the open field is something that I know when Urban Meyer took over this team and he clicked on that tape, I know he saw it and said, woo. And that's why, you know, when folks say, well, if they knew they had him, and I think Chris Trapasso said it recently and someone else, that they didn't understand the pick of Travis Etienne because of the presence of Laviska Shenault. What they're saying is they always mention the fact that he's a first-round pick, and we've gone through that. I keep just saying he was number 25. He was 25th on their board. They wanted to add speed. I don't look at all that first round. I try to look at it the way the guys that I know that work in the league have taught me how to look at that stuff. And it's what number he is on the board, period. And we've had that discussion before where I told you between the first and any other round, the fifth-year option matters because of positional value with the fifth-year option. The guaranteed money matters. And then the other thing is round for round, it's just a matter of how much – what day you're on and how much time you're going to have between picks and how fast and how quick you have to move. Outside of that, it's all numerical. It's like 1 through 300. And if you know what you need, you know what you need. Speed. I don't know how anybody complains how a 1-15 team that gets more speed and more explosiveness, how they can even look at each other or listen to themselves make that argument. When you're 1-15, you get any and everything that you need. And the one thing that overcomes a lot of those deficiencies that you have is guys that can score touchdowns quickly. And the more of those guys you have, the better. You look at Kansas City. You look at guys, teams like the LA Rams. You look at all of these teams that are winning. And I think people get bothered by the fact that they didn't go get it in order. Well, you know, they look at touchdown makers as the icing on the cake. You look at guys like that as luxuries. But when you go back and look at free agency, the point that I just made earlier on the pod is this. They signed 13 guys in free agency. That was their infrastructure. That was the nuts and bolts. That was their foundation. When they got to the draft, they put the icing on the cake. This is exactly what they did. And all you got to do is pay attention to that. What position would have made people happy had they not taken ETN? Tight end? You mean the next tight end went off the board at pick 50? No, that doesn't make sense. You don't get value for the pick. Safety? They got the safety that they wanted. And the safety that everybody else thought they should have picked went in the 40s. That doesn't make sense. When you look at the value board and the guys that everybody said, they penciled them in, get him, they actually had another chance to take those dudes and they passed them up. So at some point, we have to stop debating and arguing what wasn't ever going to happen in the first place. Like I told you guys with Tom Coughlin, he was never taking McCaffrey or Dalvin Cook or Alvin Kamara. He didn't want a small running back. You have to look at, okay, it wasn't the player that was the problem. It was the thought and it was this whole thought process that we don't want a guy like that on our team. So all of those guys that's better, that ended up being better than Fournette, they were never taking those guys. It wasn't about those guys. It was about guys who were like those guys, the guys that fit that. They were never, ever, ever going to look. It's like this. If you're never going to buy a red car, ever, but you go car shopping and then you find out that all those red cars that's just other make and model are better values than the car you had, it still comes back to it wasn't about the car. I just didn't want a red one. That's what I keep trying to tell everybody. So all of this, they should have picked Merrick or they should have picked Barmore. They weren't going to take them. They had another chance to take and they didn't. So I don't know why people keep getting hung up on the Travis Etienne pick in and of itself, because they literally can't point to you when they look back. And this is the thing. You now have hindsight. You see the draft board. There have even been leaks of the way the Jaguars had their guys. There have even been leaks of how they had their guys ranked. You've seen the draft board now. You see what it is. you see how it turned out. Why would you want them to take a guy at number 25 who ended up having a value at number 45? I don't get it. It's hustling backwards, and everyone's still upset at it. But, okay, if you say you wanted them to take another offensive lineman, well, they got the offensive lineman they wanted at 45. And if they'd have took that guy, they wouldn't have had him. Edge rusher, I'll listen to you. I'll listen to you. But they love Josh Allen and they love Kalavon. And if they'd have taken an edge rusher, guess what that meant? That would have meant that one of those guys wasn't going to start. It wasn't going to be Josh Allen, but that would have either meant that Kalavon, who they took in the 20s last year, and the guy this year that they took in the 20s, wasn't going to start. So you'd have still had a guy who's a backup being taken at 25. When they took the kid at 33, the corner, Tyson Campbell, he ain't going to start. Everybody assumed that whoever they picked at 33 was going to come in and start this year. That kid ain't going to start unless they start out nickel. He's not going to start. So some of these arguments, man, I just don't get and I just don't understand. But we'll get it all figured out. That's what we always do here on Locked On Jaguars. We're going to start answering some of these poll questions, the poll question of the Twitter, not really a poll, but the Twitter question that I put out yesterday. And I mentioned one guy, Laviska Shenault. Who else are going to be some guys that everyone is going to be eager to see? Of course, outside Trevor Lawrence. And I said outside Trevor Lawrence because that's a no-brainer. We're going to be able to talk about that and some other things here on the Tuesday edition of Locked On Jaguars. I got to first tell you about Bet Online, which is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and the NBA playoffs are off the chain right now with guys getting hurt all over the place, and you can get in on the action. Get all the latest news and odds. You can get the news on injuries and all the odds on all your info and sporting needs, including those two sports, along with hockey. And, of course, the UFC, somebody's always banging somebody around in those cages. Before the next pitch or tip-off, head to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to and through the playoffs. If you head to the website by using your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. It's where I go to get paid when I put my mind and my money together, and you can do the same. You use the promo code LOCKEDON to take advantage of the 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Man, I want to tell you guys about Escape Room Jacks. That's right. Escape Room is the cold truth. It's right here. It's local. It's something good for you guys to do from a team building perspective. It's called Prototype Escape Games, and it's located on the corner of Beach Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Now, they have a bunch of games. This one game they have is called The Locker Room, and it's football related because you're at the Duval Panthers sports complex here in Jacksonville, and you find out that someone is trying to infiltrate and have infiltrated, and they're going to take your team and move it to Europe, and you don't want them to do it. So you got to figure out where that leak is, right? And once you figure out where that leak is, you got to make sure that you can secure the whistleblower and get in the way and it stops. Now, you and your family will have 60 minutes or somewhere thereabouts to get in and out before the training staff returns and you get discovered, all right? So these escape rooms are off the chain, man. It's a great team building. It's a great team building exercise for you and your family, especially with those kids being out. Take those kids over there, man, and show those young whippersnappers that these parents are just as smart or smarter than they are, and we can play real games. So you visit prototypejacks.com and use the promo code Tony. You'll receive 10% off your entire booking. That's right. It's prototypejacks, J-A-X.com, and use the promo code Tony to receive 10% off your booking. It's Prototype Escape Games. Don't break out of a room. Break into one. Prototypejax.com. All right, man, rolling along here on a Tuesday, trying to break this information down for you. I put out a question yesterday. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time with it, and I told people that whoever responded that I would do my best to try to mention each and every one of you. So we're going to get going with that. The question that I put out was, who would you be most excited about seeing? Who are you going to be most excited about seeing this coming season to see how they perform? But I said you couldn't really use Trevor Lawrence, right? I didn't want. So here's the actual pod question. Question for the pod: which player outside of T-Law are you most eager to see this season, newcomer or returnee? Surprising that we didn't get, well, maybe I'm not surprised, but I am a little surprised that somebody didn't pop up. I don't think so. I'm going to go through them. I don't think anybody popped for any of the free agents that were signed, even though the Jaguars had the most salary cap room. It's all about the returning incumbent players and those guys who were drafted. So let me go. My man Joe Morgan immediately comes out the box and says Josh Allen. I want to see if he can take that next step and become an elite pass rusher. That's a good one, because that's going to have to be an occurrence if the Jaguars are. You don't want the Jaguars to go into next season saying, we need an elite pass rusher. You want Josh Allen to be that guy. There are a lot of factors last year as to why he wasn't, that people have sort of given him a pass on, a little bit of an injury bug, and then the fact that the rest of the team wasn't very good, and Josh didn't have the same opportunities because of the situation. They were never really ahead. They were never really getting a lot of rush, and then the guys on the other side of him didn't develop. Sanders McNanders, I like that name. He also said Josh Allen. He said Josh and Visca. Okay. I said that I would. If you gave me more than one, I wasn't going to announce it because it defeats the purpose of it, but I just did it. So from this point forward, if you gave me more than one person, I'm just going to announce the first person that you mentioned, because that's kind of the crux of the exercise. Obi-Wan, my man, at OGreezy39 says ETN. And I agree. And I love the fact that nobody is spelling out Travis's name. They're just putting E, the letter E, and then the letter T, and then the letter N. But I agree. And I think Urban mentioned yesterday that he's now seeing some of the explosiveness that he saw from ETN in college. So that is also a good thing for the Jaguars. Is the fact that, you know, the kid comes in, he's trying to learn, and he's probably thinking more than he's reacting. So now what's probably happened is he's probably got back into being just a guy who's reacting as a runner and not thinking so much, and now you can see his actual ability come out. Dylan Creighton says, DJ Chark, I want to see him and what he does with a serious upgrade at quarterback. And I think DJ Chark, and I think Urban Meyer and the crew, they also want to see it, because you remember Urban was constructively critical of DJ Chark earlier when he said that Chark was a big man who played small last year and that Chark has to play better this year. And DJ apparently has responded by getting in the weight room and really focusing. Well, this is a contract year for him because he was not a first-round pick, so your fourth year is always the year where a team has to make a decision. So he also needs to have a big year for himself. Josh says, honestly, really excited to see Colin Johnson this year. I really liked him at Texas. And what he started putting together last year, I think he can turn into a matchup nightmare in the red zone. I'm going to tell you something. This is a great pick, because if there's one thing that the Jaguars have, it's a lot of depth at receiver. And the name escapes me, and I'll bring it up to you before, probably in the third segment. Somebody's out there showing off, looking like the next coming to T.O. or something at practice. And it's a name that you guys probably never heard of. And he's also a physical freak, and he's a fast guy. So this is where that advanced scouting will really, really help the Jaguars. My man Obi-Wan, OGreezy39, I'm not going to bring it up because I think somebody else also brought it up. I said I'm not going to mention the second guy. But at JRAN85 says C.J. Henderson and wonders was early last year for real or mirage. That's a good question. And this is going to, he didn't play well at times and he had some lapses in his concentration on the field. Well, now we're going to see if that physical talent can be cultivated more by this new staff here in Jacksonville. And if they can get more out of him and create an atmosphere where he's more focused on the things that are going on in the football field. I tell you what, before we get into a little more of these, we're going to pause for the cause and save some of these for the third segment. And then I'm also going to dig the name up of someone who is showing off at practice, because I got to dig that name up real quick and find out who it is. But it's a wide receiver. And I think when someone mentioned Colin Johnson, I do believe that room is going to be the one where it's going to be very, very difficult for them to make their final cuts. I really do. They're going to have, and that's a good problem for the Jaguars to have, But I really do believe that that's going to be the one that's going to be the one that's that and defensive back are going to be ones that are very difficult for them to find guys that they're willing to move on from, because I do believe that they have a bunch of kids who can really, really play on at those two positions. So it's good that they have that kind of depth, but sometimes, man, it's like hard when you let a guy go. Look at Lazard up at Green Bay. Like, he's not great, but he's really, really good. So it's hard to let guys go and then see him go somewhere else and make plays, especially when you don't get compensation for him. So third segment coming up here on a Tuesday on Locked On Jaguars in just a second. I got to tell you about Built Bar, man. Built Bar is the cold truth. I got some more in the mail, and I've been killing them, and my wife has been looking at me like I'm just so, so greedy. But I said, don't worry, baby. My waistline, whatever it is, will still look the same. I don't know if that's good or bad, because Built Bar ain't going to pack no pounds on me, because one, I'm working out, and two, they are packed with protein and a very low carbs and very low in sugar and low in calories. So you can eat them guilt-free but still feel like you're getting a dessert and that tasty treat that you need, because it's the best protein bar ever, and you can get it at BuiltBar.com. And if you use the promo code LOCK15, you're going to get 15% off your next order of Built Bars. Now, they have 9 great flavors, and occasionally they do put out a special edition flavor. To find out what that is, the best thing to do is follow along on Twitter @bar_built, so you can keep up with Built Bar and find out exactly what they got going on, man, because you always want to take advantage of it. So they're 100% covered in chocolate, and it is the best tasting protein bar ever. Just put one in your bag every day, man, and have it as a snack between breakfast and lunch or between lunch and dinner, and you'll feel satisfied. It's Built Bar at BuiltBar.com. The promo code is LOCKED15. I got to tell you also about RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is the best place in the world to get your car parts and accessories. It's because they've been doing it for over 2 decades, and I trust them, and I've never, ever, ever been disappointed. In fact, I've been so satisfied, I told a lot of my family and friends about it, and they too have been satisfied, not only with the quality of the parts, but the fact that they're actually saving them some money and saving them some time from having to go into those chain stores and answer a bunch of questions that you don't know. Go to rockauto.com, and there's a box where they're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? Oh, just put Locked in there, man, because we want them to know you were sent by us. So it's rockauto.com for all your car parts and accessories, and there's nowhere like it, man. You're going to save money. Anything you want from, how they say it in that movie, from the rooter to the tooter, that's right, rockauto.com will give you all of the parts and accessories for any make or model that you need. Visit rockauto.com today. All right, man, so we're rolling through here on a Tuesday, and, you know, the mini camps, the mandatory mini camps are out, and people are starting to get excited. Those little narratives that you used to hear about the Jaguars are kind of going away a little bit, because I think these national guys are getting access, and they're coming in, and they're letting their eyeballs speak for them, and they're seeing the structure, they're seeing the organization, they're seeing the talent level, and, of course, we all know that starts at quarterback. They're seeing that ball come out of their kid's hand. It looks different. They're also hearing how the players are speaking about the Jaguars. And the one thing I will give, it's a lot of things to give Urban Meyer and his crew credit for, but at least it may not have gotten to the fans yet, but at least from the players' perspective, that hangover or that cloud or that little musty type feeling that you would get when people mention the Jaguars, it doesn't seem like those guys have the pressure, if you will, to change that narrative. And sometimes that having that pressure and being conscious of the fact that, well, you're just trying to change the narrative of the team, it kind of takes on a life of its own, and it seems like it's something you can't get away from. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here is this is a whole new ballgame. This ain't got nothing to do with the past. This has nothing to do with histrionics. We're the Jaguars. And I told people a long time ago, it's not the uniforms, it's not the helmet, it's not the city, it's not the air you breathe, it's not the water you drink. It's the players, and it's the leadership and the coaching and the structure that's going to change. And the only thing that changes after that and that will continue to change people's mind is the performance on the field. So we're going through the question of the day, and the question of the day is here on Locked On Jaguars, the question for the pod is what I call it, is which player outside of T-Law are you most eager to see this season, newcomer or returnee? I was right. I did not get any of the free agents. Anybody that they signed. Now, that's surprising. If I'd have told you back in February that I would ask this question in June, and that when I asked this question, that not one of these questions would be answered, not one of you guys would answer any of the guys that were signed as unrestricted free agents, when the Jaguars had by far the most salary cap money of anybody. Like, if I asked the Patriot fan right now, they'd probably say one of the tight ends. They'd say either Hunter Henry or Jonnu Smith or somebody like that. Or if you ask some fans around the league, it might be a second-year player, or it might be if I ask the Rams, oh, they want to see Matthew Stafford. They want to see this shiny new part that they went out and signed. The Jaguars is not the case. People want to see incumbent players, or they want to see draft picks. They do not want to see more, at least by this. When I say who they want to see the most, it's not one of those newcomers, because the Jaguars took a different approach in free agency. So I'm going to keep running through these and answering this question. We stopped with Dylan, so we'll move to we did Josh, he did Colin, and we did Obi. Okay. Crash, Carl Brandon. Carl Brandon says Kalavon. Feel like this year will mirror the team success-wise. Crash, that's a good point. That's a real good point. And just like Josh Allen, so if Josh Allen is the alpha at pass rusher, then Kalavon could cement himself as the alpha two at pass rusher. So then you'll know that even though you always want to add guys at that position, you'll know you have your one and your two. You'll know you have your guys in your base, and you don't have to break bank in free agency or use a super, super high pick unless one just falls to you. You'll know. But if Kalavon isn't that good and teams see early on that Josh is, guess what they're going to do? They're going to start making sure that they can get somebody over there to help on Josh, and then they'll realize that, well, we can block Kalavon single and we don't have to worry about him as much. So then teams can start game planning around Kalavon. So I agree, Crash, it's extremely important that if we assume Josh Allen is going to be the guy, that Kalavon has to step up. A few more. My man Chris, Democracy in the Workplace, says Visca. And Visca does have to step up and be a star. With the way that I anticipate the Jaguars spreading the ball around with their running backs, with Marvin Jones, I can't put a number and yardage and touchdowns on any of these receivers, including Visca and Chark. I really think that they're going to spread it around so much. And when you combine the fact that it's a rookie quarterback with a new system, you have to watch the games and not watch the stat sheet in order to determine if some of these guys are going to be successful, because quite frankly, it may not be a lot of room for a lot of guys to put up huge numbers, but just to be good in situations to validate how solidified they'll be on the roster moving forward. Kevin Carter says Walker Little. I do think Walker has to develop, and I think Walker has to push, because he has to show that they can make a decision and leave him at left tackle next year and either move Cam Robinson to another position, trade him off, allow him to walk, or do whatever. Here's the perfect scenario. The perfect scenario, and I'm not saying this to diss Cam, the perfect scenario is that Walker Little is too good to leave on the field. And at the trade deadline, somebody in the NFC needs a left tackle for the rest of the way, and you can move Cam Robinson and get something for him. Because I don't think Cam Robinson wants to play anything except left tackle. So thinking about keeping him here is a moot point. I think he wants to play left tackle. Ryan says Visca. We've talked about Visca. He said somebody else too, but we're going with one person. Marcus Paisley also says Visca. Fan with no name. My man with the eye patch emoji says it is Chark. Thought the open talk he and Urban had was fascinating. Want to see if it sticks and there's some production there. Mike Yazigi says Miles Jack. See how he can build on his great season last year with a revamped defense. I think Miles Jack's going to be an all-pro this year. Not a pro bowler, an all-pro. All right. Lawson Lyon says Josh Allen. Flash Williams says Visca. We've talked about that. So it's pretty much the same names. It's the same names that people are kind of expecting to be great here for the Jaguars. I tell you, we mentioned the word great. Peter the Great, Peter Bukowski, hosts the Locked On Today podcast every single day, on Monday through Friday at least, and it gives you the top stories from around the world of sports, not just football, and he gives it to you like espresso that he actually told me he drinks every morning. So I'm glad I started mentioning that. But it's on the Odyssey app, and you can subscribe to it. It's a part of the Locked On podcast network also. It just gives you all the stories early in the morning while you're on your way to work, a quick commute, or on your way home from the night shift. And it's 20 fast minutes to let you know where you are. I saw a movie, I was looking at The Wire the other day, one of the sergeants always goes, "Where you at?" And the guy had to give him the coordinates and tell him exactly where he was. So Peter Bukowski, that's what he gives you. He lets you know where you are every day in the world of sports and what's going on in the universe on the Locked On Today podcast. All right, man, we'll get more to you tomorrow. We got, you know, obviously the mandatory minicamp going on, and we'll bring some more content. Might put something else out on Twitter, so you guys make sure you follow me at Shop Talking Wig or at Locked On Jaguars. And until then, man, until tomorrow, you guys keep taking care of each other, and we'll see you then.